Well, next up on the High Velocity Radio Show, we have the gentleman who is a marketing solutions provider for Proforma Corporate Printing. His name is Joe Noonan. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Great. Thanks, Stone. I appreciate it.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. So the outfit is called Proforma, and you are a marketing solutions provider. Does that come with a cape?
It does. I only wear it on the weekends, though.
So what do you do, and how are companies benefiting from your services?
Well, I've been with Proforma now. This is my 11th year with them, and I've been in the industry here in Atlanta for 21 years. Proforma really, in a nutshell, provides proven marketing solutions using printing, promotional products, and 3D marketing. And what we're trying to do is help our clients increase their brand awareness as well as help them generate some revenue. And it's just basically being creative, being different than the next guy that is out there and doing things differently. And that's, in a nutshell, what marketing is. You have to set yourself apart from your competition.
Well, I would think creativity is good. I mean, I think it's important probably in any arena, but I got to believe it's particularly important in your arena because I guess I am under the impression that the printing industry must be undergoing some tremendous changes. Aren't a lot of folks moving away from the printed medium, the hard copy medium?
They are, and that's the nice part of being with Proforma. We're a large organization based out of Cleveland, Ohio, and I've got an office here in Atlanta, and I've been with them for a while. So part of it is that we continue to evolve. We come up with different products and strategies. We're really an extension of our client's marketing department. And, we've even gotten into social media campaigns. People have employed us to work with their social media and help them with their brand. So, it says perform a corporate printing. Yeah, we do printing, we do promotional items and so on. But at the end of the day, it's really all about marketing and marketing campaigns for our clients.
Now, I've read all kinds of stories that even though everybody's moving to the cloud and communications are now electronic and there's digital this and digital that and social media, there's still every year more direct mail sent than the year before. So somebody is still printing this stuff. I mean, and I think there's going to be some adjustment in the marketplace. There's going to be a correction where, all right, everybody is experimenting with social media and all that implies. And some are going to figure out a way to make it work for them. Some aren't, mainly because they're not doing it right, so they're going to give up on it. But there's going to be probably a shift back. I mean, some people, I saw a tweet on Twitter the other day saying, hey, competitive advantage now is calling someone on the phone because we're not doing that anymore. And so what's your take on that? I think the printing industry still is very vital in the appropriate organization's marketing arsenal.
Yeah, actually, we've taken it from corporate brochureware, if you will, to the next level. And that next level is not only having a brochure, but supporting that with an email campaign and pearls. And for those that don't know what a pearl is, it's basically a personalized URL. And marketing managers in today's environment, they're saying, okay, we're going to give you X number of dollars for your marketing budget, but we're looking for some return on that investment. So that's where pearls come in. Direct mail is not dead. It is. You're rightly. It is just continuing to grow. And the managers are saying, I need results. So with some analytics that we can provide by doing an email campaign or doing a direct mail campaign tied to a pearl, that's going to give the client more information by asking their prospects or their clients, tell us more. You send out a simple questionnaire about a trade show that somebody's going to attend and you want them to attend. You're gaining their attention, but you're also getting more information about them. And that's really what you want to do. You want to learn more about your clients and have them learn more about you.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. See, what a smart organization will do is integrate their print campaign with a digital campaign. And the synergy of those two, if done right, can be exceedingly powerful. And that's where I think people like you can help people figure those kind of things out.
Well, I appreciate that. 21 years, there's been a whole evolution in the printing industry. And one of the things that Proforma has to offer is that, we're a national company. I like to really just be a listener for my clients and go in and as an extension of their marketing department is just find out. I don't assume anything. And Stone, I'm already ready for your question at the end of my big mistake because I've got one to share with you. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I just want to make my clients look like a hero. And because they've got folks knocking on their door, they're saying, where do we stand in this campaign? What are we trying to accomplish? And that's what I do. My initial contact with a customer is to find out, you tell me what you're trying to accomplish? Let me know. At the end of the day, I'm here to help.
Give us a profile of the typical customer that you're looking to do business with.
I deal with a lot of medium and large organizations. Part of it is that you know, I just want to be their extension, because what happens is that people, especially in the last 10 years, I think we've all seen this, is that there's been a lot of downsizing, a lot of consolidation in the marketplace. So somebody that's been involved in, you know, they've had a marketing department of, say, 12 people. Now they're down to 5. And all of a sudden they've got all this responsibility. And they're saying, I don't have time to do a direct mail campaign. So, you know, a great client is somebody that says, hey, Joe, can you go ahead and just, you know, we want to get this campaign. We want to put this in at a certain time and work out a program. And it's not a one and done. I also serve on the board of directors for the Business Marketing Association here in Atlanta. And probably the biggest thing is that, you know, it's number of touches. That's what marketing is. And we're getting hammered. You walk out the door, and by noon, you've been touched 5,000 times.
How do you break through the clutter? How do you get through all that?
It's a magic number. And the magic number used to be 5 to 7 touches. And now it's 7 to 9, because we're trying to get through that clutter.
It's gone up. Because there's more clutter, it takes more touches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, maybe I'm a little old school-y, but, you know, I kind of go back to the face-to-face meeting with clients. You know, people say, well, where's your office? And I say, well, it's at 85 and 285, but not really. My office is in your parking lot. I love to meet with people face-to-face, because you get a chance to look them in the eye, and they tell you exactly what they need. Plus, they bring in other associates that are or could be either influencers or the ultimate decision maker.
See, I do a lot of work with clients and helping them understand how to integrate social media into their campaign. And they always say to me, well, how the hell am I going to sell a big piece of business on Twitter? I'm saying, you're probably not, but you might meet the guy that ultimately will buy that. Yeah, you know, so I mean, face to face is not dead. In fact, it's more important than ever. And I always simply try to coach my clients to say, use the social web, as a means of building a relationship that leads to that face to face. That's the key to this. A lot of people don't seem to understand that still.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, sometimes voicemail and email can be combative, and people say, well, you know, I can't get a hold of anybody, but I will call somebody until I'm blue in the face. You know, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, it is. It's all about relationships in any business that you're involved in. And I have a 19-year-old daughter who's a sophomore at Georgia Southern, and that's one of the things is she wants to get into broadcast communications. And I said, it doesn't really matter what business you're in. If you're going to be the greeter at Walmart or the CEO of UPS, it's all about communication, and that's what I like to do with my clients. I like to sit down, come up with a plan, have an understanding, and let's make sure that we not only are in concert with you, that you and I are in concert with our plan, our whole marketing plan, our whole marketing campaign, everybody else that has to be involved, let's make sure that we're involved together.
Well, I bet she'd make a great co-host. Give me her number, would you, before we go?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to give you her number. She's 19. Okay.
Oh, okay, maybe not. So... you have to eat your own cooking. I mean, you, in order to demonstrate what you're trying to do for folks, I can't imagine a more competitive arena than the one that you're in. How do you go to market day in and day out? Do you have some great little secret tricks up your sleeve, or is it more of a discipline of just plodding along and doing you know, a handful of key things?
I think the biggest thing is relationships. You know, I have my very first customer from 21 years ago, and they were one of my mistakes that I'll explain to you later. But I still deal with them because it's all about relationships. And I try and get to know everybody in the organization, not only the person that is at the front door, the person that pays the bills, not only their boss, but, you know, the owner of the company. I really try and dig deep in all my organizations with my clients, because I think it's important. They need to know who I am, and they need to know how I can help their company in developing marketing campaigns. And that's why, you know, you talk about different you know, levels of competition. Yeah, the printing industry is competitive. That's why, as Performa, we're the leader in our industry. We've evolved in this industry, and that's the nice thing about it. I've got all the tools. So if somebody says, hey, Joe, can you put together an email campaign with pearls and, you know, let's follow it up and do a, you know, calling and everything else? Absolutely.
Hey, I wanted to ask more about that. Say more about this Pearl thing. I've heard Todd talk about it, and I think maybe he's even helped some clients do it. But go into a little more detail on this Pearl thing.
All right. Well, one of the campaigns I was talking to one of my clients with recently is we were going to do on the front end an email campaign following up with a postcard, and then it helps their folks in business development. So on the front end, we'll send out an email campaign, and it'll have a link. And the link will be, just for example, stoneisacoolguy.com. You click on that link, answer 5 questions, and it tells us a little bit more about Stone.
Wow.
Okay. We can follow it up with a postcard. If you don't respond to the email, we may send you another email, or we'll send you a postcard. And again, trying to gain your attention. So it's number of touches to help us understand you as a client. And really, that's what I try and do for my clients, is to help them understand their clients, increase their brand, increase their revenues, and create that awareness.
I mean, that rocks. So if I get a direct, if I see direct, every day I go home, I'm the guy that checks the mail. And if I see a direct mail piece and it has on there some kind of URL with my name in it, I'm probably going to at least go check it out, right?
That's a personalized URL. Absolutely.
And then you can put anything you want on it. And what it sounds to me like one of the pieces of counsel you must often provide is provide some level of interaction there. You want to begin to engage this person.
And that comes full circle to what we were talking about before. It's the return on investment. You know, people are looking for analytics. They want to know more about their clients. And so by providing, a printed brochure, that's going to support it. Providing an email campaign, that's going to support it. But Pearls really help enlighten people about their marketing and who their clients are.
Joe, when Pearls were first becoming really popular, they're able to demonstrate very much higher return or response rates. Are those numbers holding? Are those continuing as time progresses?
They're actually increasing.
Okay,
because it tells a story. It really tells
a
story.
They do it right.
Right. And the funny thing is that people can go, and if it's 5 questions, they can come back and say, yeah, you know, you only answered 2 of the 5. But it gives people an opportunity to call, if you will, the old-fashioned way, and follow up and say, hey, I understand that you're looking to put together a marketing campaign. I'm here to help. Tell me more. And, you know, they may not tell me that on a sales call or a phone call or, you know, an email, but if you use Pearls, it's a huge, huge tool.
All right, now tell me if this is overkill, because my mind is racing with this. Let's say that in some way, some fashion or form, you've already interacted with me or done business with me, and you know that I'm a father of 2 daughters, or you know I'm a lacrosse father, because now I'm a lacrosse father, and you've already got a little bit of that market intelligence on me and a lot of other folks like me. Is it overkill for that page that has me on it, particularly if the services are related, for the background to be a family or to have lacrosse or, I don't know, something that sort of is connected to what you already know about me? Is that overkill or is that science?
I don't think so. I think it gets down to relationships. I really think that...
Because if we had lunch together, you'd say, hey, how's the lacrosse thing going? I know last time we talked, you mentioned your daughter made the team. You could almost pull a little bit of that off electronically.
Well, it comes down to how good your list is, Stone. So if I have a conversation with you and I know that your family's interested in lacrosse,
right,
I go into my database and say lacrosse. If I have a conversation with the next family and they're into baseball, I put baseball down that database. And what you can do, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but that landing page, so you get your Pearl and it's targeted to stonepayton.com, you can pull so that when you go to that landing page on that website, the database the Pearl will pull from that database and it will put a lacrosse background on that landing page.
Sweet.
So for the next family who's a baseball family, it would pull a baseball image. So you it just depends on how extensive your database is, and you can personalize it to that extent if you want to.
If you want to, right? Absolutely. And we have a lot of e-marketing solutions that we can put together for our clients too. So there's no limit, and that's the fun thing with being with Performa is that there's no limit. Somebody says, "Can you do?" And it's very rare that I can say no.
Now, did I hear right at the top of the show, at the top of the segment, that you also can integrate promotional products with this? Did I hear that right?
That's correct. A classic example is there's a large company here that their average client size is they spend $10 million or more on copiers. And so what we did is we designed a piece that looked like a pizza box, and inside the pizza box we had a highlighter. Well, it was a very specific target market, and so they spent about $34,000 with me on that project. And as it turned out, all they were trying to do was promote a cost savings webinar for 510 of their prospects. So we did it. We did the design of the piece. We did the printing. We did the promotional product. We did the fulfillment and sent it out to their 510 prospects. And 2 months later, they got an order for over $200,000.
Wow.
So kind of falls back on what I, you know, what I really preach is that I really just want my clients to look like a hero. But a lot of the experience that I take, I can carry forward with other folks. And, you know, am I an expert? I don't claim to be an expert because I learn every day. I learn from my clients. I learn from my peers. And I like to carry those experiences forward and make my clients look good.
So, I mean, it sounds to me like you're the kind of guy I can call up and say, look, I got to do a better job of getting more guests in the show. Or in my role with Radio X, I want to do a better job of helping people understand how they can use radio to market themselves more effectively. Beyond that, I don't know what to do, Joe. I don't know whether to buy a bunch of hats, print up a bunch of brochures. Can we just have that conversation? Is that, are you going way above and beyond, or is that how you work with people?
I like to find out what people are looking for. What are you trying to accomplish? And the other part of it is, who's your audience? You know, if you tell me who your audience is, you know, I can do a little analytics and make sure that we're working together. And that's really what it's all about, is to identify and really penetrate and have a campaign, a marketing campaign, including printing, promotional products, and 3D marketing. And that example I was telling you about for that copier company,
yeah,
that was a 3D marketing campaign. And it got a lot of attention.
I can't imagine anyone not wanting and not benefiting from at least having that conversation.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, are you looking for me to buy you lunch today? Is that the
Absolutely.
Plan? Okay.
But I'll tell you what, let's make sure that they can get in touch with you so that they can have that conversation. What's the best way for them to contact you, learn more about your services, and genuinely entertain the idea of engaging you guys?
Okay. Well, I'll leave three bits of information. The first is my direct phone number in Atlanta, and it's area code 770-972-9122. And my email is 26 characters long. So
oh my.
I get a lot of comments on that. So it's first initial, last name, J. Noonan, and it's N-O-O-N-A-N, at proforma-corp-printing.com. So I'll go ahead and spell that out. It's, again, J. Noonan at proforma, P-R-O-F-O-R-M-A-corp, C-O-R-P-printing.com. Of course, we've got a very creative website, too, and it talks a lot about some of our interactive capabilities, and that's www.performa-corp-printing.com.
You know what, Joe? We need to get you a pearl. We'll work on that after the show. Well, listen, in just a few moments, Todd's going to introduce our next guest with Vector Displays. But before we leave this segment, you heard us do it with our first guest, and we'd really like the benefit of your wisdom as well. If you'd be willing to share a mistake that you've made at some point in your career and what you feel like you learned from it that might be valuable to our listeners.
Well, thanks, Stone. Yeah, the mistake that I made was with my very first client from 21 years ago. And this happened about 10 years after we were engaged. And the biggest mistake I made was making an assumption. And at that time, they ordered a bunch of business forms from me. And what they wanted to do is, because they were changing computer systems, they wanted to order an annual supply. And I had a very heated discussion with this client. Well, let's call it, you know, just a good strong discussion. How's that? Trying to convince them that they don't want to change from one computer system to another and then have all their forms convert over to the new system. And as it turned out, neither one of us really made a mistake, but they really believed in me. And I said, yes, it's going to cost you a little bit more in the short term. Let's make sure your new system works. And at the end of the day, the new system lasted 3 weeks. It didn't do what their software vendor provided them. So instead of, you know, spending a lot of money on the forms, it actually saved them a lot of money, and they ended up going back to the old system. And at the end of the day, it was all about communication and relationships. And I'm a big fan of that. I'm, you know, I mentioned to Lee about how important LinkedIn is. LinkedIn is on my schedule, 7 a.m. to 8:30 every Tuesday morning.
You carve out a specific time
Absolutely.
Segment you invest in.
It pops up, and that's all I do is focus on LinkedIn to enhance my relationships.
And avoid pitfalls like the one you just described.
Try to.
Terrific. Well, thanks so much for joining us, man. This has been a blast. I've learned a ton.
So
will you come back sometime?
I'd love to. Thank you very much.